Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories, Antenna TV spoke with John Lodge. Listen as we chat with John about the Moody Blues. Take a listen to this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories. What made One Day at a Time so special? How did you start playing music?
Music didn't seem to come into my life. It wasn't part of my life. None of my family played. I went to school in Birmingham, and we had a fantastic orchestra there. And I think of an afternoon when I was like 8 or 9, there used to be what was called a quiet period. And we used to have to sit down, and the teacher would play a classical piece of music on the record player. But I suppose some of that must have gone inside me. But what really got me was rock and roll. The school I went to, there was a cafe, and there was a jukebox in the cafe. And every lunchtime, I'd go there, pop the coin in the slot, and listen to heroes like Little Richard, Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis. And I was fascinated by the left-hand side, the boogie part of the piano. I wasn't really listening to the vocals or the guitar part. It was that boogie on the left-hand side. And I realised for me that was what driving the music. So I bought a guitar, about $10. But it was 6 strings, because there was no basses in England in those days. And I started to learn everything on the bottom 4 strings of the guitar. Then Buddy Holly came along with Album of the Day. Changed my life completely. And so I started to learn all the Buddy Holly songs. And when I was 14 or 15, I met Ray Thomas, who was the flautist in the Moody Blues. We bumped into each other one day, and I said to him, "Aren't you the guy that sings in the church hall on a Thursday night at the youth club?" And he said, "Yeah, I am." He said, "I'm Ray Thomas." I said, "Well, I'm Johnny Lodge. I play a guitar. Why don't you form a band?" And we did. And that was when I was 15. So we formed a band called Al Riot and the Rebels. And that was the precursor to the Moody Blues.
What makes vinyl so unique?
I wanted to get back involved with vinyl. I'm a vinyl freak anyway. I just love vinyl music. BMG approached me about signing the contract with them. And I thought, well, that'd be great. Now, what would I do? What would I do for a new album? And I thought, well, I'm a Moody Blue. Always have been a Moody Blue, always will be a Moody Blue. I think for anyone wanted to know who John Lodge was outside of the Moody Blues, I think I should try and do an album that sort of reflected who I am. I helped in London with Sony to launch CD. They came to me and said, "What's the difference between CD? You must be able to hear." I said, "Well, I can, because for me it's very simple. When you have a CD player, there's a button called loudness, which you have to press. So if you play the CD quietly, you have to press the loudness button to get some bottom end. And that loudness button is not what the producer or the engineer or the artist wanted to hear on his music. The great thing about vinyl, you can turn it down and the balance is exactly the same all the way down. So you can play a vinyl record, and I've tested this out on lots of equipment, and it's just the quality of the sound. You need, say, 1,000 watts of bass to 100 watts of guitar. That's the balance. If you put that onto a record and you turn the record down, if you're turning the 100 watts down and on a record, it works, but it doesn't work on a CD. I've got vinyl albums which I've never, ever opened because the album itself looks so good, so I bought another one to play. The most important thing when I was growing up as a songwriter, a musician, a singer, I wanted to know who wrote the songs, and I would look on all the who had written the songs is really important to know. And I think with vinyl, you get all that information that you can read.
How important was it to get a video on MTV at the time?
The video thing for MTV was a strange one for us, because we're not a singles-orientated band, you know. A couple of albums were released. We didn't release a single. When MTV came along, we weren't too sure how that would affect, because we're a long-form band, you know, album band. We were very conscious that it was the music that was the Moody Blues, not us individually. The first 7 albums, we didn't have our photographs on the album sleeves. And that was just to say, you know, we don't want us as personalities to be bigger than the band. So when MTV came around, it was a total reversal. They needed you up on front on television, on screen. And Justy wrote a song called Wildest Dreams, which ended up, I think, getting Billboard of the Year award for that. I don't know. That was like out of the blue. We never sat comfortably with MTV because we weren't that type of band, you know. I mean, they wanted 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. I mean, some of our songs lasted 6 minutes, you know. So we realised long form was better for us. DVDs. We did the Live at Red Rocks video with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. And we realised that's where we were at. Long form videos. It was who we were and who we are, really.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.